This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings at Flag Is Up Farms in Solvang, California. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 17th, episode 1997, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, and Jamie sounds like that because she forgot her mics at home.
It's not bad, right?
No, it's not too bad today. Actually, it's less echoey today. So you sound a little better than you did Wednesday, but she'll be back to normal on Monday.
I have the equal amount of allergies here because there's so many beautiful trees and they just murder me. I just can't breathe here. Like, okay, I want you to slowly walk up to your horse and give it a cheek. That's like breaking the bubble of positivity with a big old fat snotty sneeze.
Well, they'll be desensitized.
Exactly. That's what I tell them. I'm like, I'm training your horse for you. You're welcome.
So I have a vent here this morning, and it's not really a vent. And if you get mad at me for talking about this, send your complaints to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com.
Here's the thing. Tell the story.
I'm going to.
And let us formulate our own opinion.
Okay. So Southwest announced yesterday, and other airlines have done this already, and the one your husband works for has already. So Southwest announced yesterday that they're going to allow certain service animals on the plane. They've always allowed dogs. Well, now they're going to allow cats and also miniature horses, minis, on the plane. Now, Jennifer and I just flew Southwest last week, twice, three times, actually. And I got a question for everybody. Minis are about, you know, minis are pretty so big. They're still pretty big. They're more wide than tall. How are you going to fit a mini between the seats? How are you ever going to put a mini on an airplane? And I understand service animals, and I know minis make great service animals. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I cannot fit a piece of paper between my knees and the seat in front of me. How are we going to put a mini in there? And then also, how am I going to put the mini on the seat just in front of my legs and not the three other people in my row?
There's even more questions than that. Like, I like minis, and minis that are trained to service animals are good. That's great. But we've all seen a mini freak out. They are not... They're horses, and you put them on an airplane and you go down the runway. The horse is like, what on earth? And then you take off and they feel that dip and, you know, whatever. And they can freak out. There's a reason that horses, when they ship, are in these boxes, you know, these boxes.
Padded cells.
Yeah. Padded boxes. Yeah. Because it's not safe. I don't know if Southwest has, and all those airlines have understood that this is not probably the safest thing for anybody around. Do you know in the old days, if a horse flew on an airplane, and I got this from Walter Farley, Black Beauty, Black Stallion books.
Of course you did.
If a horse freaked out on an airplane, they would have to shoot it. They'd have to just kill it because they can't take the plane down. You know, it'd rather euthanize one horse than have the plane crash, you know? So I can't imagine that this is a safe thing to do, nor in the best interest of the horse. But I will, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, can I get back to where you put them?
I mean, even if you buy it a seat, how are you going to get it to sit in there?
I don't know where you'd put it. Even in the bulkhead seats, it's going to take
Glenn,
all three people.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes?
There's a solution to this.
Okay.
They have to have the exit row.
Even those aren't good anymore.
They're supposed to be exits, not blocked by an equine.
Does a mini have to get the lecture? Can you open the door? Are you willing to sit in this row?
How are you going to get a mini to jump out on the little, like, raft
I'm sure we're being insensitive to the mini service animal community, but I'm sorry, I don't know how you fit a mini in between the rows, and he can't be in the aisle.
Well, there was that peacock that was on the plane that was denied access.
Chad has flown for a little while now. Has a mini showed up on his planes?
You're not going to believe this.
No, really.
You're not going to believe this. His second or third flight, there was somebody who had a service animal on the plane. And they have this kind of, it's a spoken rule. You cannot give anybody a hard time about their service animal. Right. You just really can't.
Right.
And this person in first class, second row, had a service kangaroo. You're not going to believe that, but it happened. He was there. Service kangaroo.
How big was it?
I don't know. He never got to see it. I was like, did you get a picture?
You mean the captain didn't go back to see that?
I don't know how one puts a kangaroo on a plane. They can get fairly big.
Is it a baby? Well, kangaroos get as tall as I am. It had to be in a baby kangaroo, maybe.
All of our Australian listeners, if anybody knows the person that has a service kangaroo, not that they're going to be from Australia, but is this a thing in Australia? Do we have service kangaroos? I saw Crocodile Dundee. People shoot them.
I don't know. I don't know how you fit anything other than a piece of paper between my knees and the seat in front of me.
I had a tiny puppy and they're like, cram that thing down underneath.
I know. We did have the cutest puppy on the way back right beside us. He had just picked it up. This guy flew from the top of the country to the bottom of the country and back to the top of the country again to get his puppy. That was between the flights and the cost of that puppy, I bet you that was a $4,000 puppy.
But I got Danny, she was in Dallas, Texas, and my cousin, she was one of my cousin's oops litter puppies. And so I took her, but she was, when I got there, she was 5 weeks old. So she was super tiny. And so I had this little tiny little crate. And still I had to cram her underneath the seat. And you want to cram a 5 week old puppy underneath the seat in a strange place on an airplane? You want to talk about some crying? And then I took it out. I'm like, shh. It's okay. It's okay. And they're like, put that dog back under the seat. I should have just been like, she's a service puppy.
Yes, that's right. Don't you see? She's a service puppy. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Michael Eric Lawrence Jr., that's a lot of name right there, is going to stop by and he's going to jolt us awake with some equestrian humor. And then Monty Roberts is going to educate us a little bit, and he's going to be answering some listener questions.
Who's that guy?
And then the tack of the day. The tack of the day. Really bad ads. Hits our funny bone with a rubber mallet. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
All right. We have two firsts today. And I don't know how I'm going to do this because I just did it wrong. We have two firsts today. One is we have a joint Daily Whinny.
Yes, we do.
And I am hopefully going to be able to accomplish this. Give me 1 second.
Take your time. Take your time, boss.
Okay. Thank you. Because it keeps wanting to come up with a different country.
I'll sing. Do you want me to sing? Okay, we'll have the on-hold music. You know how I love me some Taylor Swift. But that's too exciting. I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Ooh, ooh. That's what people say. You're welcome. Because all of you recognize that song clearly. And now it's going to be stuck in your head.
Can you do me a favor and call the phone number in there? Because it keeps trying to call Australia on me.
Well, there we go. I'll do that.
It's a kangaroo thing.
You could do that while we chat here for a second. So we'll get to our Daily Whinny in a minute. We're going to do a live Daily Whinny. It's the first time we've ever done that. So we're going to do that in a minute. But this will give you a chance to talk about this. Next Wednesday is episode number 2000 here on Horses in the Morning.
What?
There are. I asked Dave, my mentor yesterday, Dave Jackson, the Hall of Famer, podcast Hall of Fame, Dave Jackson, who's been around forever. How many podcasts have hit 2000? He said, well, weekly ones haven't because they've been around long enough. He said, the only ones that have are daily ones, and there's very few of those. We figured maybe there was 10 in the history of podcasts. maybe 15. So we're in a select group here, and we're having a party. We're having a listener appreciation day next Wednesday. We're opening up the phone lines the whole time. So we want you to call. You can send us a voicemail if you work that day, if you actually have a job and can't call us live that day, please send us a voicemail. We want to know where you're from, what state you're from, what country you're from, and also how long you've been listening to the show. Plus, tell us what your favorite episode was, what your favorite guest was, or what the show has meant to you. You can leave that on our voicemail line at 859-474-0261. We need them before Tuesday. So please get them in. We want to play a whole bunch of them during the show, and we also want to hear from you live. So it's a party on episode 2000 next Wednesday.
Glenn will be virgin daiquiri in hand, ready to party.
I might be regular daiquiri in hand, ready to party.
Oh my God.
All right, we have to do this instead of our normal Daily Winnie music because... because somebody's getting married today. One of our terrific auditors by the name of Danny Grigori is getting married today. Hi, Danny.
Hello, Glenn and Jamie. How are you guys?
Good. Now, you're West Coast. What the hell are you doing up to take our call?
I woke up at like 5 o'clock this morning and I was wide awake. So it's 6 o'clock my time, but I just came back to sleep.
I don't know why you would have trouble sleeping the night before your wedding. That's super weird.
Yeah, I don't know. So weird.
Now, tell us, I think it's funny because the names here are. So tell us the name of the guy you're marrying today.
Okay, so my fiance, soon to be husband's name is Daniel, and my name is Danielle. I tried very hard not to like him 6 years ago when we met.
So we have Danny and Dan. We have Danielle and Dan.
Yeah.
Daniel. That's even hard to say.
That's so great.
We have the double D's. Perfect. Yeah. I love that.
Yep.
So tell us about the wedding. What are you doing?
So we are over in Central Oregon make-believe ranch. It's not an actual ranch, Black Butte Ranch, but it's beautiful out here. And it's going to be an outside wedding next to the lake that's there. And hopefully we get a little bit of clearing of the smoke from some of the fires and maybe we'll be able to see some of the moon.
Wow.
Nothing says romance like, baby, your dress is on fire.
Baby, yeah. <come here." laughs> Yep.
You've listened for a long time. Have you taken our advice and have you left the horses out of the wedding?
I did leave them out of the wedding.
Yay. Yeah,
it's hard enough. What?
I said, yay.
I know. It's hard enough. So we're having our, this is going to be a disaster, but it'll be hilarious. Our 1.5-year-old yellow lab is walking a 3-year-old down the aisle. So that's enough of a potential disaster. I wasn't going to put horses in the mix.
I hope they are not carrying the rings because they could be in the lake.
No.
Okay.
Please tell me he's not leash trained and that little 1.5-year-old is going to grab that leash and that dog is going to sprint down the aisle to you dragging on his. I mean, that would be the best case scenario for me as a viewer and probably as a bride too. Like anything that disastrous that could happen in that situation would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. I just think it'll be funny. Our plan though is like to put little piles of food down the aisle so he has to stop and eat.
Oh,
that's... I like that.
The little boy?
The little boy, yeah, that's right. The little boy's going to stop and eat.
Yeah, the puppy.
Get pieces of cake. I don't know. They'll be fighting over him.
Yeah.
So is it a big wedding, like with 1,000 people?
No, gosh, no. It's about like 130 or so. Actually, it was supposed to be less, but then people invited other people. But
of course.
Not too big.
All right. Stink plus ones. Gosh. Yeah.
Damn, they have to bring their friends. So now I have a question for you about him because, you know, I'm a horse husband. I have to ask about future horse husbands. Mm-hmm. Is he a horse guy?
Well, no, he's not a horse guy, but he does his best to embrace all the horsiness. And he gets on a horse maybe once a year, maybe. But he just supports it.
He does look like an outdoors guy. I stalked him a little on Facebook, though. He looks outdoorsy. At least there's that.
Yes. Yeah, he is outdoorsy. He loves camping. So he definitely, you know, likes being outdoors. And it's good that, you know, we're endurance riders, so he can come along and hang out at camp, and it's not too stressful.
Well, congratulations, and you have a wonderful day. I know it's all going to work out perfectly, even though everybody in the audience, you're right, Jamie, wishes that something funny would happen.
Oh, gosh.
We're all sitting there thinking, I've been to 1,000 weddings. Let something fun happen at this one. So,
if it does, I will send you guys a picture so that you can, everyone can see it.
Yay!
Yeah.
Are you going riding in Ireland for your honeymoon?
I would love to. I do have it potentially planned for next year to go.
Well, there you go. Cool. Well, good job, Danielle and Daniel.
Yep. It's a tongue twister.
It definitely is.
Danny and Danny.
All right. Have fun, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, our next
head girl, go back to bed.
I know, jeez. Our next guest has become very popular, and about 12 of our auditors have posted his videos on our auditor page now, and they've all been saying, you got to get this guy on. And, you know, I hadn't actually taken the time to watch any till this morning, and then I got sucked into that hole, and it took about an hour to get out. But I was laughing the whole time, because I know this guy's a horse guy, but he seems more like a horse husband, to be honest. And I looked for a video that I could play as an introduction so you'd get a flavor of things. And let's just say his videos include a lot of words we can't use on this show and maintain RPG rating. But I did find one video, and it's ironic because didn't we a couple weeks ago talk about things horses spook at?
Yes, it was a list on Horse Nation.
Yes, and our listeners came up with about 1,000 more. Well, they didn't come up with some of these. Let's take a listen to our next guest, Michael Eric Lawrence, and his YouTube channel is called Heels Down and Bottoms Up.
Hey guys, it's Mike, and today we're going to go over a short list of actual, completely real things that my horse has spooked at. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my horses, but anyone who rides knows that sometimes our beloved fur monsters can shy away from the weirdest things. Let's do this. A deer jumping out in front of us on a trail ride. The sound of a tractor starting. A particularly strong gust of wind. Their own farts. A helmet on my head. A helmet in my arms. Their own tack. Literally every single puddle on earth. A gun going off. A gun not going off. A piece of paper that vaguely resembles the shape of a gun. The second Independence Day movie. A baby crying somewhere on planet Earth. That menacing blade of grass. The recent career of Miley Cyrus. Invisible Nazi space wizards. The exact same jump that we've done 18 trillion times up to now. Their own feed bucket. Legions of the Dead. The ending of Avengers Infinity War. Poor little lot for those we have lost. Why did I do that? Their own stall. Their own poop. Being ridden on a day that ends in Y. Shadows. Let me say it again. Shadows. Taylor Swift's most recent album. Cows, dogs, sheep, other horses, pretty much any form of biological life. The existential horror of realizing that nothing lays in wait beyond the veil of death, and that our lives have no great significance or cosmic meaning, and that we are but blinks in the eyes of a universe that does not care. The gate leading into their own pasture. Pretty much anything that comes out of Kanye West's mouth. And of course, their own reflection. What do your horses spook at? Drop a comment down below and let me know. Remember to like and subscribe for more videos, and I will see you guys next time. I'm out. Hey, guys.
Hey, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. That was an unpleasant earful of me to listen to.
I did that on purpose, actually, just so you'd have to do it. We don't like listening to our own shows either, so we're with you. We're with you. Did you plan to do a whole series, or was this just one video you started with and like, somebody actually watched the thing?
So this has kind of been a practical joke that got wildly out of hand. I've been training professionally for several years now, and I'm like that off camera in my clinics and my lessons and my training. And people have been telling me to put a camera in front of that forever. And it was cheaper to buy a camera than to pay people to shut up about it. So I made a video, and here we are.
So they have gotten a lot of response. Literally, there are about 10 of them have been posted on our private page and our private listener page, and that's why we had to have you on. You do sound like a horse husband, by the way. Being America's horse husband, you sound more like a horse husband than a horse trainer. And I picked up that, in fact, you were a horse trainer. I especially like the one where you were critiquing the riders, George Morris style. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, a drunk at quotation clinic?
Yes.
That's my most popular series. People like to see angry, intoxicated idiots judge people, you know. So that's the demographic I cater to.
There does seem to be a theme in your videos, and that's drinking a lot of red wine.
Yeah, it's cheap. I can get it in abundance and just about anywhere, and it does not take a lot.
Yeah, so I figured it came out of a box.
Take your poison.
Am I right about that, Mike?
It's half of it's cooking wine. I go to a liquor store across the street, and it's port wine, but it's not the good port wine.
Holy,
it's
strong wine.
And you'll never feel like more of an alcoholic than when you go up to the counter with three bottles of port, and they're like, "Oh, what are you cooking?" I'm like, "My liver," and that's the conversation.
That's like funny. That. So I assume.
I want to talk to him about the end of Infinity War.
Yes, go ahead.
So here's the movie. No, I'm just kidding. We can't talk because you don't talk about that because some people might not have seen it. And you don't want to ruin it. But I did appreciate the part of it. Pour a little out. That's right.
Although you did seem offended when he mentioned Taylor Swift's latest album.
You know what? There's no accounting for taste, Glenn, and not everybody has to have it.
So, Mike, I assume you're a Hunter Jumper guy.
I'm more of a Nicki Minaj kind of guy.
Oh, well, that explains it.
So I assume you're a jumper kind of guy.
I'm actually a dressage queen. I come from an equestrian family, and someone had to be the queen, so I volunteered.
But are you an active dressage rider? Have you given up all riding now for your YouTube career? Because it pays so well.
My YouTube career,
yeah.
You said bitterly and sarcastically. No, I still actively train and show. I did a hunter circuit this past season, and I'm going to try on this November for the Young Horse Show finals. I'll be doing training dressage in try-on.
Wow, I didn't predict you as a dressage rider when I watched the videos.
I did.
You did?
No, I don't know. I didn't really judge.
So did you, after the first one, and then you went, I got to do another one of these, do you have endless topics at hand? Because, you know, when we started this show 8 years ago, 2,000 episodes ago, people said, what are you going to talk about after 2 weeks? There's just endless topics, isn't there, Mike?
I have a folder on my laptop, the one I use for editing the videos, labeled video ideas. And it's about 5 minutes of scrolling to get from top to bottom. So, and that doesn't include all the videos that are multi-part, like the Drunk Ec Clinic. That's a multi-part. A couple of the videos that have been released as singles, I am planning on making part twos of. Like If My Horse was my roommate, I don't know if you've seen that one, but that's definitely going to be a part two because I listen to what my fans want. And when I post a video and they scream in the comments, part two, then, you know, that's the direction I go in.
Now, unless you're deleting them, the thing that absolutely shocked me about your videos is I was looking through the comments, which, by the way, I don't make a habit of doing on YouTube because it's depressing. But you didn't have a lot of haters. I was shocked because I was expecting. Yeah? Did you delete them?
I I got my first hater yesterday, and I was so proud of myself.
Yay!
I've been trying.
You made it.
Mazel tov. I've been trying to get them. I've been trying to deliberately piss people off, and I get thumbs down. But generally, if you don't like my video after the first 30 seconds, my channel's not for you. Because it's very extreme one way or another. You're either the type of person who enjoys the things that come out of my mouth, or you're the type of person that would tase me if you ever saw me in public.
Well, I loved him. I loved what came out of your mouth. Yeah, as I said, I did look through this morning looking for a video we could actually play, and this was the only one. So let me just put the not safe for work disclaimer. If you're gonna, if you're at work right now listening to us and you're going to turn on the videos, have your headset on. Just saying. Did you think about that consciously, about the colorful language, and go, should I or shouldn't I?
He's drinking red wine. So, no boundaries, Glenn. When I drink,
oh, I'm like this. I'm like this sober as well.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Now I've only had one glass this morning to prepare myself for this interview. So
you're doing better than us.
Consider yourself blessed.
We had two glasses to prepare for you, so yeah, we're good.
I'll tell you something that you should know right now. I put on my Facebook page that I use for my show and my professional. I don't have a separate professional Facebook page at the moment, but my personal Facebook right now, I'm just getting notification after notification because I put a contest for my show on my Facebook in relation to this interview. I said, hey guys, you have to throw me off from the interview. So whoever, everyone is messaging me really off the wall stuff right now.
I want to hear some of those. I want to hear some of those that you can say. No.
I promise. I promise that you don't. But I told them the top three best comments are going to go in my next video, which will be Drunk Equitation Part 4.
Please tell me something they said about Glenn.
Tell something. That we suck or something.
I definitely, well, I'm looking through them right now. I can't say that word for sure.
Oh, I want to be your friend. This is great. I'm looking you up right now. I'm going to type things on your Facebook page to throw you off. Hold on.
private message me. That's. The feed is going by so quick because I've been doing this for a very short amount of time. I started 3 months ago, just a hair over 3 months ago, and I'm already at 420 some subscribers.
424 because I just subscribed, so I just gave you another one. So.
Well, you just threw my whole data point off. Thank you, James, for sending me.
Start that spreadsheet over again.
Okay, we're Facebooking together live. That's weird.
Well, when you live stream on YouTube, and I do plan on doing a project like that in this year, you can actually interact with your fans live through the comment chat, which is kind of a neat idea. So when I get a little bit more traction, that's definitely going to be something. An idea that comes to flower. Oh my God, people need to stop messaging me.
Do you edit these heavily, or do you, it's one take Charlie and that's it?
Oh yeah. No. The stuff that makes it on is the least severe of the things that come out of my mouth when I'm in front of a camera.
So obviously, have you watched the guy that drinks red wine and complains about the world? Because it was like the equestrian version of that, and I love that guy. So when I was watching your
people,
videos,
I know who you're talking. I know who you're talking about. People showed me him after I started making videos, and so the people think that's where I got my inspiration. And I mean, there's a lot of similarities, but no, that was not one of the things that prompted me to make this. I'm just a guy that rides horses who gets paid way too much money to do so, and I occasionally can make someone laugh. That's my business model right there.
If you're an overpaid equestrian, you are doing something right, my friend.
anything that I make is too much money.
Well, that YouTube money, you're going to be quitting your real job soon. I guarantee you. Just like us.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, just like us. Don't do that tomorrow, okay? Take our advice.
All right, I'll change my. I'll put that on my schedule to remind me.
Yeah.
Well, this has been.
Do you guys have a personal favorite?
You know, I really like the horse Spooked At just because we did that on the show just about 2 weeks ago. So I kind of like that one.
I like the I'm your favorite a-hole in breeches because yes. I know a lot of a-holes that wear breeches. I guess you're my favorite now.
I also liked what your trainer wants to say, because we've talked about that on the... And all riders are hoarders. We've had that discussion on the show before, too. I really liked all of them, actually.
There's one called All Riders Are Hoarders. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. We've had that discussion. And by the way, Jamie, I hate to tell you, I wanted to play that one because he was describing you. The whole entire video, 4 minutes, was describing you, but there were too many swear words, and it would have just been beep, 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 beep. I could have put Jamie in all the beeps and it would have worked perfectly, but great. Yeah, that one describes you. Well, Mike, keep up the good work. you're doing a great job. And you're right. You really only did start this a little bit ago.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's. I'm disappointed with how many people find me funny. So shame on you.
We are too, Mike. We are too. All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll keep in touch, all right?
Thank you.
All right,
you take care now.
And let me give it the YouTube channel again. It's Heels Down.
Things that riding has ruined for me.
Heels Down and Bottoms Up is where you want to go, is on YouTube. Thanks, Mike.
That guy's funny. That's great. And I love that he just kind of like organically grown into this position, but it's honestly him. That's what's great about it.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm just reading the titles because I didn't go down the rabbit hole that you did. These are all fairly new to me. Things that writing has ruined for me. I don't know. My social life, my body, my brain. I'm a hoarder.
Oh, the other good one was hoarder. That was a good one. I really like that one. But then the other one, things equestrians are tired of hearing. You know, we've had that discussion on the show too. I think that might have been one of his first ones.
Can that be the horse does all the work?
Yes, the horse does all the work, I think is one of those for sure. Well, that was fun. It's good to have him on. We really appreciate that. Let's hear from our title sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're going to get some education today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're going to talk to Monty.
You muck out his stall every day. You toss him hay and feed him his grain with just the right supplements mixed in. You adjust his blankets to keep him comfortable. And you always make sure he has enough fresh water. Before you ride, you brush off all the dirt and notice every bump or scratch. As you train, you feel every stride and notice each swivel of his ears as he listens to your aids. After you ride, you pause for a hug, because your relationship is what it's really all about. The feeling you get when you hug your horse is priceless. It's why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Nalox Advanced. Fight back against colic and digestive upset. Nalox Advanced provides a scientifically advanced blend of ingredients that work synergistically to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
All right. Do you have an introduction here?
Does he need one? I actually think I say it in there. I'm just so lucky to be able to talk to Monty Roberts and have him answer y'all's questions. So I went on the Auditor Facebook page because we are always posting, hey, I need help with this. And in the Auditor room, you can actually post things and not have some junior writer shame you for asking a question. But we always have these questions that people want answers to. And so I went on the Facebook page. I'm like, hey, give me your Monty questions. He will answer them, you know, as many as I can get to. And I think I got to all of them. So honestly, I adore Monty. And I thought, okay, 15-minute interview, here we go. I was up there for like an hour and 20 minutes talking to him. I kept having to cut and like, because a file was getting too big. So this will be at least a 2-part series, right, Glenn?
No, this is more than that. So have is 2 of the 5 parts today. Because
2 of the 5.
So, if you don't hear yours today, we'll get to them over the next week or two.
And if you're really freaking out and you need the answer, just message me because I can tell you what he said because I already asked him.
Yeah, there were just too many. It was really like an hour. So,
yeah, right. It was really long. And I wasn't even drinking. I was like really focused and attentive. So good.
I noticed it was very obvious. Because usually you're not.
He's the man. I can't just.
There we go. You were not drinking port wine at that point. Here we are.
Well, I'm sitting here with Mr. Monty Roberts up in his house in beautiful Solvang, California at Flag Is Up Farms. And again, doing another Q&A of all of our listeners' questions. So thank you guys for submitting your questions. And thank you, Monty, for your time.
Don't you wish your audience could see this view?
Oh, my gosh. I posted a picture already. I was like, oh, I'm waiting for Monty staring at this. The waiting room is not so bad.
No, it's wonderful. And it's an idyllic place to live. But what are the questions?
All right. Well, we have an anonymous question that was sent to me on a private message. And it is a horse that randomly flips over. Just flips over if it's tied or not tied, tacked or not tacked. It's inconsistent. It can be every few months, then every month, and then not for a few months. But it shoots off backwards when it's set off. And I ask, what is it set off by? She said suspicious objects. It's happened picking up a foot. She said it's just like he remembers something and blows up. She can't identify a trigger. He's a quarter horse. He came from a dealer. They live on a family farm. And the most dramatic incident, the horse last time was ground tied. They went in the tack room to grab their helmet, came out, and he was careening around the barn backwards, crashed into another horse, then stood up and fell backwards into the barn door. That's a lot of information.
It is a lot of information, and it's curious as to why this would happen. There's one thing I can promise you is that no horse wants to rear over backwards. They know that it hurts when they hit the ground. The problem is this incredible behavior process of horses, which is called positive thigmotaxis, which means they go into pressure and not away from pressure. We human beings tend to pull away from something that hurts. Horses go into something that hurts. We will do it too, as children, in our mouth. When our teeth are coming in, we will bite down on a hard rubber ring because we are thigmotaxic in our mouth. We will go into pressure. Okay, so let's say that this horse does this, and apparently there's no reason at all. Let's throw that one out. There is a reason. And what that reason is, it's not clear to me now because I'm not seeing the horse do it. And, well, because a lot of things, I might see the horse do it and be right there and still not know. Nature tends to hide some of these things from us. But if all things are eliminated that are causing him pain, typically we need an X-ray series of the C vertebrae, cervical vertebrae. C1, 2, 3 are those vertebra which send nerves down your spinal column to the hind legs. And typically the horse that falls over backwards goes into something, pushes, and collapses behind and winds up on his back upside down. So you need to know, are those C vertebrae, are they sound or they're not sound? Then you need to know, what is he tied to? Is he always tied when he falls over? Because if he is, it's probably that he's broken a rope and then gone over backwards.
They say he did it tied, and then they've been ground tying him, and he still does it.
I know, but they also haven't had him since birth. Mm-hmm. So they don't know what's happened to him before. So maybe he broke a rope backing out of a trailer or something. And when the rope broke, he went over backwards. Then it becomes thigmotaxic. And he goes into that pressure. When he feels the pressure is going to come, he tends to go into it. There's several answers to this question, all of which need some deep investigating before you come up with the final answer that's correct for the horse. But they simply don't do it without an excuse. There is something going on. Mm-hmm. There is a reason, not simply an excuse. There is a reason for this happening. And there's a lot of things that have to be studied. Certainly pressure on the head. If it's not pressure on the head, then is there the memory of pressure on the head? All sorts of things. But maybe even a stinging C2, C3, which would then send messages back through the nervous system that they need to pull back fast. And when they do, they collapse behind because they don't have full, that's called ataxy. They don't have full control of the hind legs, and boom, they go over. I'm actually working with a horse here on the farm right now that has that problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted on how that works out.
Yeah, he was injured as a little foal when they were trimming his feet, and he's carried that ataxy along, and he's 2 years old now, and they want him ridden. They want to try to get him to have a normal life, and I'm not sure he can, but we're working on it.
Gotcha.
Well, we're going to get to more of Monty's advice here very shortly, but I wanted to remind everybody it is International Helmet Awareness Weekend starting tomorrow and Sunday at tack shops online and all across the country. Go to riders4helmets.com. Some of those helmets that are going to be included in that are all the Ovation brands. And I was at the trade show over the weekend and got to see all the Ovation brands, and they have a lot of them. I know we all use them. You use them at your farm, Jamie, but they have so many choices of Ovation helmets. They have the Schooler helmets, the Protege helmets. They have the metallic Schooler helmets and all different colors. I mean, they have a million different colors of helmets, too. But they have all different kinds of styles, too. They have the deluxe Schoolers. They have the competitor helmets, the extreme helmet. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with price points from like $50 to $200. And you can get a discount on those this weekend at most places, offering up to 20% off. But definitely Ovation is one of the brands that you should take a look at. Do you remember when Lindsay was on Wednesday? She talked about an article that was going to be coming out at ridersforhelmets.com that we should see, that was going to blow all the other helmet articles away. Remember that? Oh, Jamie, are you there? Did we lose you? Are you on mute? Am I talking to myself? Jennifer, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know where
I'm
Jamie
listening
went.
Carefully.
Let's see where Jamie went. I think she's not there.
She's gone. She left the building.
Yeah. So remember Lindsay talked about an article on Wednesday that was going to blow all the other articles away about helmets and their use. Well, it came out at ridersforhelmets.com, and it was, needless to say, she was correct. Go there, read this article. I posted a link to it on our Facebook page. It was a girl who got hit by a train.
So I feel like you just like ruined it.
No, it's in the title. Okay. I'm not going to say anymore. You need to read this article.
And she's alive.
Her helmet saved her life. Yes.
We had a happy ending. She's alive.
She's alive. Yes. Okay. And she's at a horse show now. So that's the happy ending.
Hopefully with a new helmet.
Yes. Well, this one was not in any shape to be ever used again. So go look at the pictures, go read the article. It's definitely worth doing, and go out and get yourself an Ovation helmet over the weekend. If you want to see all the styles available, go to ovationriding.com. All right, now part two of your interview with Monty, and this includes several questions. Here we go.
Okay, the next question comes from two of our listeners, Stephanie and Marie. Both have horses that are ear shy. One had some plaques in the ears and had to have the medicines treat them. And the other one is just super fearful and has a scar from below the ear from before she got her. So suggestions for the ear shy horse.
Sure. Ear shy is a common behavioral pattern, negative in the horse industry. Oftentimes there's this statement that it's physical and that the horse had this wrong with the ear and that wrong with the ear. And a lot of times that's true. Sometimes, however, it's because some big old boy grabbed an ear and twisted it down to hold the horse still while they gave it worming medicine or farrier work or something like that. So there's three primary reasons really for horses to do that. One is the natural attribution of something in the ear, which causes it. The next one is a physical problem, such as you mentioned already with the veterinarian working on the ear And the horse doesn't know that it hurts because they're trying to help me, so they become ear shy. Whatever the reason is, I have learned that once the horse is clear of any of those problems that we've talked about, and it's never clear of the problem of a guy twisting the ear down because they'll always remember it, but you can override it. And the problem is seated in the fact that the horse views someone human with two legs and two arms grabbing that ear or doctoring that ear, meaning well toward the horse. If you get on another horse, and I recommend that it's a gelding, I recommend that it's a child's gelding that is very quiet and stands there like a big monument.
Our chili, for those who know my horses. Yep, the chili pepper.
Yeah. And you sit up there and you're not the same animal. Centaur never hurt the horse's ears. A centaur is an animal that's half horse and half human. A human coming right up out of its back. You've seen the paintings and so forth. Never existed, but we can talk about it anyway. Once you're sitting on the horse to another horse, you're a different animal than the one that twisted on your ear or the one that doctored your ear. And I can't begin to tell you how successful it's been for me to overcome these ear-shy horses by sitting on an old gelding like this and just rubbing the neck and getting closer to the ears and then touching the ears and always being kind. And I like using a dually halter so that when they walk off and say, I don't want this, you can bring them back to you with good control. And then back you go. Somebody can hold the line while they're standing 20 feet away so that you can let them go from your horse that's so quiet he won't even move, and then bring them back to you and do it again. I do it in my demonstrations, and typically in 20 minutes, a horse that's been known for years to be extremely head shy is allowing me to rub on its ears and put the bit on and put the bridle over the ears, all of that sort of thing. Centaur works a treat.
And you can find that lesson. I love watching that one on the Monty Roberts University, MontyRobertsUniversity.com. That lesson is there, and it's awesome. So you can see exactly what he's talking about. Now, another listener, Jen, had a problem with just a question. How can I get my horse to accept dewormer nicely? Blech, even though it tastes terrible. She said that she tried the applesauce, and I tried the applesauce on the baby, and it didn't work. So what else would you suggest?
My suggestion for that is honey. And I like to put the honey first in a squeeze bottle with a little bear, you know, and put it on a bit, put it on something you can put in the horse's mouth, a little piece of rope or something, and let them play with it and get accustomed to and liking the taste of honey. And then take a syringe that's a fairly reasonable size syringe so that you don't have this tiny little thing with your fingers between the teeth.
Even just a washed out, cleaned out ivermectin squeezed tube.
Yeah, that type of thing. Put honey in it. And let them learn, oh, this thing delivers my wonderful honey. I love honey, but I don't want the taste of that worming medicine. And then put a drop of worming medicine in the honey and gradually build it up until not that you are going to try to fool the horse by saying, but they will lessen their aversion to the worming medicine. And then you simply use a similar syringe with the worming medicine, and boom, you give it to them, and they have no choice. You hold their head up and let them swallow it, and they will. And then, boom, you come right back with another syringe with honey in it, and you rub that out.
Erase the memory.
Yeah. And I've had really good luck with that. Not just on a few, but I'm talking hundreds of babies that will follow you around the field to get their worming medicine but they don't know it's going to be warning medicine when they get it.
Right. Lorene says, when I ask my horse to pick up the left lead, he turns his head hard to the outside, picks up the wrong one, and gallops off. He's been looked up by the vet, farrier, and trainer. He does fine on the trails. He's not lame. She just wants to be able to canter off on the left lead.
Yeah, and a horse that fulfills each of the things that you said is likely to have some physical problem here if it's exactly as you said. I think that this person who asked this question tends to want the horse's head to face inward when they take the left lead. And so they try to get that to happen. And that's exactly the opposite of what you want to do. You want the head to be slightly to the outside or to the right when they take a left lead. And most people will struggle with the horse to try to get them to go left and be on the left lead. Wrong. Not a good idea. Keep your body in the center of your horse. The buttons on your shirt should be right in line with his spine. Straight up, not leaning into the left lead, trying to desperately make the horse take a left lead. That's the worst thing. You want your weight to be slightly outside so that the horse's left side is opened up and he can go through there. The head of the horse should be at least straight ahead, if not slightly to the right, so that they open the left shoulder. And then you use your right leg to get a left lead. And furthermore, you should teach them to come off that leg with complete relaxation. You put the right leg of your own on that horse's side. He should step to the left, and he should be happy to do that. If he isn't, ride him into the corner of your manège or your riding arena. Ride him into a corner, a 90-degree corner, and have him move off your right leg over to the fence, and then your left leg over to the fence, until the horse will move off. We've got some more information coming through for you on the online university that shows a poll that I've made that you can do with 12, 14, 13-month-old babies to teach them to come off your leg before you ever ride them. And it's working beautifully. But you ought to reorganize your thoughts about this horse that doesn't want to take a left lead and eliminate those things that are human mistakes and leave it down to his mistakes. And maybe they're there. I don't know. I haven't seen this horse, but I have a feeling if I saw this, I would say, oh, wait a minute. You're trying to make this horse take his left lead when in fact, you want to cause him to want to take his left lead. So don't use force and pressure.
So there you go. There were the first several questions that Monty answered that you had. So I hope that helped a bit. And there's many more to come. So we're going to have to do those, let's say, over the next 2 weeks. We'll get to all of them. So thank you for doing that, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, it was my pleasure. You know, it's funny. I was supposed to be at a dinner at 7:15 and I went up to Monty's house at 6 and I waited in for him to do some things around the house and they came in, sat down in the parlor and all of a sudden I looked on my watch and it's 7:45. It just happened so fast. I was like, well, I'm not going to leave this awesomeness to go to, I like, get that. They can wait.
Food can wait.
It's just awesome.
Well, that's terrific. And as you know, it's nice of him to do that for you and for us too. I mean, it really is nice. He always takes his time to do it and we do appreciate it.
You know why he does that? Because he actually cares and wants to help people.
Right.
And that's the great thing about him. He doesn't keep secrets. He wants, and you'll hear him say this in one of the later ones, and he said this to me before, he doesn't want to be the best. He wants everybody that he teaches to be better than him. And you truly feel that and you truly believe that because he gives and gives and gives and gives so much. And it's definitely an honor. And I know what an honor it is to be able to sit there and do that. I mean, in all the world of broadcasting and all the people I've interviewed and stuff, that's to a horse girl to be able to do what I just did is just unparalleled. You know, it's just awesome.
And the other thing that horse girls do that's unparalleled is shopping. And if you go to tackoftheday.com right now, you're going to find some deals. The cool thing about Tack of the Day is they change every day. So like today's main item, if you like Devonair stuff, is their woven full seat tech breeches that are soil and abrasion resistant from $120 marked down to $70. So they are really marked down, but only for another 2 hours. And then the bonus item, when I went to there, it's Devonair Day, it looks like, on Tack of the Day. They have their stretch show coats, the ones that are real budget-friendly and really easy to take care of. They have them marked down from $120 to $64. So, yes, you need to go to Tack of the Day every day to check out the different sales. They usually run from noon to noon. You know what was bizarre is I actually went on the About Us section, and it's the way I wrote it 15 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you were a pioneer of this. You don't have to go to their website every day because they will email you, Glenn, set this up, or you get a email every day going, hey, this is our item, buy it. And I also want to point out that I don't know who they use for models, but my God, it's impressive. So there's a back on track double layer back brace, and it's a small size that they have on sale. And clearly it's a small size because the woman that is wrapping it around her tiny, tiny little waist is, I'm like, if that back brace makes my waist look like that, I'm buying two. I need it. But they're $80 and they're selling them for $50. So there's that. And then if you have any friends, which we all have friends that are having babies that are horse people, a lot of listeners
having babies right now. A lot of them.
A slipper and bib set. I've never seen baby items. It's so hard to find horsey baby items.
Yeah.
And so, like when I had a baby shower and all my horse friends came, I got so much airplane stuff. I was like, excuse me. I'm a horse person. I want horse stuff. And they have a little horsey baby bib and little baby horsey slippers. Oh my gosh. It does not make me want to have another baby. However, I do wish I would have had this.
TackOfTheDay.com. Check it out every single day. And we thank them for being our brand new sponsor of this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for really bad ads. And apparently, when I wasn't here last week, we announced what the prize was going to be for this month. And it is a box of Ada crap. And Ada, of course, is the trade show we were at last week. And they always hand us stuff to take home. And matter of fact, so much so, we had to get a different bag. Why, Jennifer? Jennifer always likes to pack as small as possible, you know, in the luggage. And she forgot that we were going to be bringing stuff home. So we had to have a different bag to cart all the crap home.
Yeah, so, buy a suitcase. Yes. To pay for it to be loaded in the plane.
I can't tell you how many suitcases and duffel bags we have from that problem. So we are going to be giving away a box of stuff. That's right, a box of stuff. We haven't had one of those in a while, box of Glenn's crap. And you're gonna get to benefit from our Ada trip. And we'll be giving that away at the end of the month. So these are ads that are submitted by our listeners that they have seen in various places, Craigslist and other places. And today we don't have to work very hard because many of them have submitted ones they read. Because if you read it yourself, you get double the entries in for the prize drawing at the end of the month. So are you ready? Because we got Mary starting the way.
Hey, guys. So I have this really bad ad, and it says, located in Tulsa, 16-year-old APHA gelding. He's 16.1, 16.2. So we're not real sure, but just an inch off. He knows the barrels has been roped off of and queened off of.
Queened?
So the queen's ridden him. That's awesome. He's super broke. Anyone can ride him. He's been rode, R-O-A-D, in parades and had flags carried off him. He's been shot off of. Anyone can ride him. He's had riding lessons given off of him. He has EasyJet and a few good others on his papers. We'll possibly trade. Shoot me an offer. I need him gone. So I have some questions about this ad. They will possibly trade. So they want another horse. And this horse is awesome. But what's wrong with this horse?
It wasn't for them.
I just need him gone.
Need him gone. Terrific horse, not for me.
Can we tell you what queened is?
Yeah.
He's been queened off of. So this was explained to me because Chili, dear Chili, in his former life, he was a rodeo queen parade horse.
Ah.
And apparently now that has been shortened to being queened off of. Because I guess they have to go in with flags and they can around at the beginning, you know, of the rodeo and all this. And yeah, now the vernacular has changed. He's been queened off of. Like, what? That's not a thing. Ian, queen off this horse. Come on, y'all. The next one came in from Katie. And this was a Facebook ad. Something about cow ponies for sale. And this ad reads, skunk! This horse is the sh. No kidding. LOL. Oh, if they say LOL, it's a kid, right? Like, it's a teenager.
It has.
Skunk! This horse is the S. LOL, no kidding. There's about 40 exclamation points so far. You can heel on him. You can rope him in the pasture and he'll pull your single wide down the road. Skunk is 15 hands, weighs 1150, and he's 12 years old and he's sound and gentle. Would make anyone a great horse, any level of rider, him just a all around neat horse. Located in Grand Saline, Texas. Reach me, 4,000 doll hairs buys them.
Is that doll hairs?
Doll D-O-L-L. Actually is that a way to say not dollars now that's trying to beat Facebook?
I don't know.
If you start your sentence with this horse is the shoot, like, come on. Are you selling the horse or are you... I don't know. Never mind.
I don't know either. But his name is Skunk. I don't know. Skunk. I don't. That bothers me for some reason. I don't like a horse named Skunk. I really don't. Because, you know, we always said the names reflect the horse. So either he's stinky or he's stinky. Either way, it's bad. Joy sent the following one in. Joy Rebecca sent this one in. 5-year-old gelding, Tennessee Walker Cross. No papers. That is our best guess, as he is gated but too big to be a cracker or paso. He has been handled but is very green. Has 3 rides on him. He trailers. Hasn't been in one for a while, though. Stands for the farrier most of the time without issue.
Our farrier's only half dead.
Yeah, that's right. He's only got 2 broken bones. He needs to be put to work instead of sitting in a pasture getting fat, asking $800. And apparently we don't put him to work because we're scared to death of him.
Yeah.
Oh, I added that at the end, but that's pretty much what they're saying. He's 3 rides on him. They didn't go well. You need to ride them because we're not very good at it. They know their limitations.
That's right.
And if you wait 2 weeks, it'll be $200 and you can get them for a bargain.
I don't feel like there's going to be a whole lot of people banging down their door for this odd gated thing that's not trained.
Not true.
So Marissa sent the next one in and she did it herself.
This is Marissa, the wife of the famous Scott. But he's been working a lot lately, so I figured I had to read some of these ads myself because they are just too good not to share. So today's ad is from Raleigh, North Carolina, and it reads, 2 ponies, sorrel mare, around 10 years old, possibly broke to ride or drive, very gentle. Appaloosa stud, around 3 to 4 years old. I doubt he's broke for anything. He does lead well, and he is very gentle. Mare's probably bred to him. They've been together a while. $200 for both. Prefer they go together.
That was it. Seems like there should be more, doesn't it?
It just kind of ended.
Yeah. They should be together. Or not.
Kate sent in this next one, and I don't know if this qualifies for our trailer of the week, because it very clearly is not at all related to a horse trailer, but probably some jackass will try to use in this one. And the title is Semi-Trailer for Use or Scrap. Let me tell you, scrap. This is $500. I have an old semi-trailer on my property that we've used for storage for the last 4 years. You could use it as storage, on the wheels, or cut it off, or you can simply scrap it. I know nothing about its origins or its age, but it's a lot of good metal for scrap if you want to do that. I do know it has only one of the back doors and one of the wheels, but the jacks and kingpin are all on it. Edit. Buyer must move the trailer. I don't know if it moves. I've never tried to move it. I will not try to move it for you. I will give you advice, though. Bring your friends and your heavy equipment.
I just want to call and say, did anybody?
There's nobody, because I don't know the price of scrap metal, but for $500 to buy this, I feel like you're not going to get your money back. And the amount of effort to remove the full-grown trees that are blocking it in. Like, not only do you have to move it, you have to clear their property.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut a few
down. And I'm pretty sure that that's poison ivy that's all up in the tires.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut a few trees down to get it out. And it's missing more than just one door. It's missing several doors. And it is buried in the woods. And if you notice, they have been using it for junk. And it looks like trash. There looks to be about 50 trash bags in the trailer.
Oh, you're right.
This thing has to stink. I mean, really stink.
That's where they put the kids when they're bad.
Yes, that's right. Go play in the trailer. April sent the following one in, and she did it herself.
Hey, guys, this is April. I've got you a really bad ad from Benchley, Texas. Linebacker Dunn Gilding, $800. Six-year-old Dunn Gilding, an in-your-pocket horse, very gentle. Not sure what all he knows. My nephew rode him on trails and night rides. Says he has no issues. Nephew no longer here, so horse needs a home. So the linebacker done part leads me to some questions. Like, what kind of defense does he like? A 3-4? A 4-3? Does he like the nickel defense? How about the zone? Is he more man-on-man? And what team did he play for? It's got to be Denver Broncos. He's at 6 years old. He's a wee bit old for the Indianapolis Colts. Anyways, happy Friday.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't have even thought that, because I just don't think football. That was
she
awesome.
Just said more football terms than you and I could have come up with in a week.
Hate it, but it's the truth.
Maddie sent the following one in. That's a new name. Chicks, spelled C-H-I-C-S. Taking orders for day-old chicks. We will be hatching Barred Rocks, Rhode Island Reds, and several other breeds starting in a few weeks. If you want day-olds, they will be $3. Week-olds will be $5. And usually when that happens, you put a picture of what you're selling. Jamie, what is the picture of?
Oh, my God. They're selling baby chicks, and they got a picture of a cow.
It's the only picture they could find.
You can find a picture of a chicken, right?
Yes. Google Images has lots of pictures of baby chicks. It would have been fine. Nobody would have known.
And it's like a cow standing in mud.
I love how they spelled them wrong, too. thank you for that, Maddie. Good catch. Lisa sent the following one in. Now, this one's a little longer, but Jennifer says it's worth it. So,
got to listen to the end.
Okay. Here
Don't
we
cut
go.
It off, Glenn.
All right. I'm gonna get a drink here.
Hi, guys. It's Lisa from New Zealand. I am going to attempt to read you a really bad ad.
I'm going to stop this for a second and just say...
Yes, it's going to be good no matter what.
Yeah, right. I mean, with her accent, I'm just going to listen. It's just fine. And how cool is it that we get submissions from New Zealand for really bad ads?
Other people in other countries are terrible, too.
Yes.
from Trade Me, which is our version, I guess, of Craigslist. So, here goes. Stunning warm blood gelding by Worldwide. Wild Chance. New line. Dapple Grey Space Comma Space. Height certificate 166.5. Registered Hanoverian Horse Stud. Warm Blood Dam Space Dot Space. Date of birth 15/09/14. 13 years old. Space full stop space. Placed almost every outing, space, full stop, space. So videos on Facebook page for Valley Farm, dot, dot, dot. He has not jumped at all, space, comma, space. Trotting poles and small logs, as I'm not interested in jumping. I've had so many people want to jump him. Not sure what that means. Okay. Shows, space, semicolon, space. Capital letter champion, capital letter hack, or capital letter reserve, capital letter every time, capital letter out. New paragraph. This special gelding is working all lateral movements, space, comma, space, shoulder in, space, comma, space, traverse, space, comma, space, half pass, etc. Lessons with bitless American instructor shall remain nameless. It goes on track, space, comma, space, lovely to handle. A gentleman in every way. I bought him from breeder 7 years ago, space, full stop, space. He lives on a farm, space, comma, space. Raises with, new line, space, other gelding, space, comma, space. Hacks out with others and on his own, space, comma, space. Used to leading off other ponies, used to leading other ponies, farm bikes, dogs, sheep, space, comma, space, cattle, space, comma, chooks, etc. A lot of leading other things. Taught to bracket space park up space bracket no space stand for you beside block to get on. Free lunges at liberty space comma space etc. Space full stop. Good with children, space, comma, space, capital letter, no vices at all, space, full stop, space. You can trust him for them to catch and groom. Reluctant sale of this big gentle giant. I am busy teaching. Can't, with no apostrophe. Take him out as much as he should. Dearly loved horse, space, full stop, space. Good home, very important for the special man. Priced at $space, $10,000 or near after. No leases, all capital letters. So I take offence at no leases because that's my name, and also I'm not sure what she's teaching, but I really hope it's not English. Anyway, that's my ad. Cheers, bye.
You know how we said that Aussies and New Zealanders could read the phone book for us and we'd listen. I think she just did, actually, with the space comma spaces.
I love that because it was no... Like, what if she was like, hi, my name is Lisa and I'm interested in your horse. No leases! We have a new submitter, by the way. His name is Sam and we have... Or her name is Sam. Horse, $400 in Billings, and I'm assuming this is Montana. Couple more and then we're done. 18-month-old half, POA, half, quarter horse stud. Well-mannered, capital B, Ben, side-led bedridden, will reach about 13 hands. Has a great start on him, my cousin, which is 7, has been on him many times. Please contact me, no, spammers. No emails. If not interested, do not text me. Are you telling me that if I'm not interested, you don't want me to contact you and tell you that I'm not interested?
Apparently, that's what I got out of it.
I don't know what sidled and bedridden means, but...
Bedridden.
Sidled and bedridden.
He's that's bedridden.
Bedridden.
I've had horses that have wanted to be bedridden, but mm-hmm. All right, one more, and Lorene's going to do this one herself.
Good morning. This is Lorene Barden. I'm going to read a really bad ad. This ad has parts in it that's all caps, and those parts I'm going to read louder. The ad starts off riding horse, $1,000. 10-year-old Rocky Mountain Riding Horse Gelding. dot, 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 dot. Loves to ride on trails, dot, dot, dot. Was on trails 3 times this summer, dot, dot. He is not a deadhead, dot, dot, dot. He thinks he always needs to be the leader, dot, 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 dot. But fun to ride for experienced riders, dot, dot. That's it. Thanks. Have a great day.
Do you know that I gotta say I love this segment, and I you know, we've been reading these for a handful of 2,000 episodes, and it's funny. Like I mean, because I read it and I'm like whatever, but then I hear other people read it and I'm entranced.
Now you know why people like the segment.
Yeah, I get it. I always thought this can't be fun for people to listen to because they can't see what we're reading. Nope, it's awesome.
And I love that they have picked up our I love that they've picked up our habits of saying all the punctuation and everything. They've all picked up the habits they've been listening
space
so long.
Thomas Space dot dot dot. yes, this is entertaining for sure. We want to thank Marie, Rebecca, Matt, and Lindsay also submitted. We're just kind of running out of time, but holy moly, that was fun. Good time.
Thank you, everybody. Now, when are you heading home? Are you just moving? Are they building you a house there at Monty's? Is that the big announcement?
So I just finished the join-up course. I taught my first join-up course yesterday, so that was awesome. And that finished, and then I start longlining. The join-up was 4 days, and it's so much theory and a lot of like book work. And it's amazing how much better I am sitting in a classroom when I'm interested in the subject. So I was teaching. I'm up. I'm jumping. I'm running around. You know, and so I'm getting judged while I'm teaching, because I'm trying to become a certified instructor. So I have to show that I know what I'm talking about. And so far, the only bad thing that I've heard is that I get too excited while I'm teaching. And so if that's the worst thing that happens, I guess we're okay.
Well, very good. And so next week, you'll be back home. And
yes, I get Sunday. Sorry, that was to answer your question. Okay. Yeah, so 2 days of long lining, and then it's over Saturday afternoon, and then I'll head home Sunday.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. We'll be back here on Monday morning. Jamie will have her mic back. And then Wednesday, don't forget, 2,000 episodes. We want your calls. We want your voicemails. We want you to be part of the show. You're the reason we do this show, and we want to hear from you. We want to do nothing but hear from you on Wednesday. If we don't have to do any work, that's better for our 2,000th episode. We worked hard over 2,000 episodes. It's your turn. So help us out on Wednesday. And it's a party. So everybody's permitted to start drinking by 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when the show starts. So have whatever you like, and we'll look forward to raising a glass to all of you for supporting us all this time. See you, Jamie. Have a good rest of the time at Monty's.
Thank you, Spade Neuter Geld. Everybody, have a good weekend. Have a good weekend! Exclamation point. Dot. Dot. Dot.
Dot space. Comma. Space.
Space. Comma, space.
Full stop.
Full stop. Is that enter?